Hi, hello, welcome to the show. Good to have you along on A Sure Thing, as we preview racing around the country on the weekend. Racing on Sunday is a standalone meeting in KZN in the capital. We're racing at Hollywoodbet Scottsville in Pietermaritzburg. And on Saturday, standalone 2, the order of the day, racing on the Highveld at Turfentein. We're on the inside track for an 8-race programme that gets underway at 12:35. Good to have you along for the preview of the Saturday race meeting at Turfentein, and I certainly thought that it was a very, very tricky card to contend with. If you were to push me for a banker on the day, I think there's probably only one horse that I can think of that stands out as far as my study goes. Otherwise, I think we're really going to have to play with quite a bit of cover in certain legs. In fact, the first race itself is a very tricky start to the day, and it doesn't get easier than this midway towards the latter part of the day either. So it's one of those days where we're going to have to play a much bigger perm for a much smaller percentage. Hope, too, that we structure it correctly so that we can stand in the queue at the end of the day. Now, the first race gets underway at 12:35. That means you need to be on with the Hollywoodbet Punter Challenge entries 5 minutes before that. Put through your selections and play the bet slip, because that's what puts you in line for that mammoth 1 million rand jackpot prize that is on offer. With there only being 8 races on the card, opening leg of the bipot starts in the first race, which happens to be a merit-rated 84 handicap, where 8 runners will line up at the 1,000-metre mark. As far as the antipose Barker is concerned, it's 2.86 to 1 each of 2. 2 Roaming Spirit, 5 Banyan, they both had 2.86 to 1. Next on our face, number 6, Juniper Green at 4-1. 8, Lonely as a Cloud is at 4.55 to 1. And it's 5-1 and upwards, bar those quoted. Where do we go? What do we do in the opener? Not easy. I thought the best way to look at this is from the angle of who is probably going to make the most improvement. And on that note, I'm going to be siding with number 5, Banyan. This horse found betting support when winning on debut over the course and distance. That form line has been franked. But more importantly, I like the way that this horse finished off that win by finishing strongly and returning having made a respiratory noise, which means that that certainly was a win full of merit. The fifth place horse was a horse called Miss Munro, who has come out and subsequently won since then. And I do think that Banyan would have come on with the benefit of that debut win under the belts. Any amount of natural progress can be expected, and despite taking on stronger, to me, is the one they will have to beat. So I'm going 5 Banyan to win it, ahead of 4 Palace Revolts, 6 Juniper Green, and 8 Lonely as a Cloud. First leg of the place accumulator, race number 2, 13:10 the off. Middle stakes, 7 runners to line up at the 1,000-metre mark. Here, it's 2-1 about the favourite, and that one is from the James Crawford Yard, number 7, 2020 Vision, at 2-1. 6, Give Me the Good Life at 2.27-1. 3.03-1, number 1, Karate Kid. 2, Night Bomber, 4-1. 10-1, bar those quoted. I like the look of number 6, Give Me the Good Life. I thought this horse has got solid form coming into this race, and that last run, oh, I remember that race particularly well. This horse was gallant in defeat. Kept finding, but then just got pipped in the shadow of the post by a horse called Nayaka Nayaka. Otherwise, he would have pulled off a genuine hat-trick, finished second last time out, and I do think in a race of this nature, can go one better and bounce back to winning ways, despite the fact that he does drop to 1,000 metres, and I don't think that is of any concern. Not because of his style of racing, he likes to be up handy, will probably kick away at the right time and say, come and catch me if you can. I'm going 6, Give Me the Good Life, ahead of 2, Night Bomber, 7, 2020 Vision, 1, Karate Kid. Moving on to race number 3, first leg of the pick 6. Scratched here is number 3, Luce Verde. Note the scratching, 3 takes no part, 6 of them will line up at the 2600 metre mark. For this, the third race on the card, and here, number 5, Moment, is at 2.27-1, Number 4, Vesuvio, is at 2.5-1. 3.33-1, number 1, Breeze Over. 2, United Control, also 3.33-1. and it's 4.55 to 1 and upwards bar those. Phew, moment! 10.5 length victory last time out. I remember that race, and I kept thinking to myself, when is this all going to stop? When is this going to stop? But the more I'm thinking, when is it going to stop, the more he was finding, and the more he kept going, all the way to the wire. He set a very good pace and literally cruised and romped into victory last time out. Now, if you look at his record, he's unbeaten 2 from 2 over this course and distance. Brett Weber certainly doing something right, because he seems to be clearly enjoying his races over the extended trip. I do think if he goes to the front again, he will be very hard to peg back in the run to the wire. So, 5 Moment to make it back-to-back wins, ahead of number 4 Vesuvio. 2 United Council, 1 Breeze Over. Race 4, leg 1 of Jackpot 1. You need to be on by 14:20. This, I thought, was a very, very tough race. Number 3, Give Me a Choice, from 1.33 is out to 1.43 to 1 in the betting. This horse won impressively. The tongue tie seemed to have done the trick, but I'm asking the question, why was the tongue tie never fitted earlier? Because if it was so easy as the tongue tie, surely they would have done that a long, long time ago. 9, Robert Browning, is at 4.55 to 1 also. Winner of its last start, went to the front and then drew clear in the closing stages. 6.25 to 1, about St. John Gray's two runners. 5, Iger Sanction, 6.25 to 1, and 6, Eiffel Tower, 6.25 to 1. That's the horse that I, funnily enough, like in this, the fourth race, as my narrow first choice selection. This horse found the frame also in all 3 attempts that it had at this track. Now it goes over 2,000 metres, which I do think he might have just been looking for, and with a bit of luck in running, with an informed jockey on board, Serena Moodley, I do think that Eiffel Tower can cause the upset. So I'm going 6 Eiffel Tower, ahead of 9 Robert Browning, 11 Blurred Vision, 1 Street Art. Race 5, leg 1 of Jackpot 2. 1,500 hours is the off time of race number 5. Pinnacle Stakes, 8 runners will line up at the 1,800 metre mark. And here you can get 1.67 to 1 about number 3, King's Express. 8, Soldier's Eye at 2.86 to 1. 4 to 1, number 1, Fire and Flames, and 2, Hot to Ruby is at 4 to 1. And then you can get double figures and upwards the others. You know what they say when it comes to these Pinnacle Stakes? Look for the highest rated, best rated, etc. And the highest rated horses here are 1 and 2, respectively. I do like the look of number 1, Fire and Flames. I also think that this horse is far better than that last run when finishing 6.05 lengths behind Money Iced. That form line has been franked by Argo Ali, who subsequently come out and won again since then. Now, if you look at the run, his penultimate run of Fire and Flames, you'll see that ran second to a horse called Argo Ali. And after that last run, Argo Ali has subsequently won again. So I don't see why Fire and Flames can't follow in that same footsteps and come out and frank the form line that it brings into this race. I wrote here, overdue for another win, and on best form can be very competitive. So I'm going 1 Fire and Flames to beat number 3 King's Express, 2 Hotter Ruby, and 8 Soldier's Eye. Race 6 is a graduation plate. Here we have a scratching, number 2 Hemisphere, reducing the field down to 7 runners to face the starter at the 1200 metre mark. Yeah, I'm looking no further than the favourite, number 3, Bjorn Einside. This horse, incidentally, shortened from 1.82 into 1.67 to 1 in the antipost market. This horse brings nice, consistent form lines with it into this race. I thought just needed that last outing, and in fact, the horse that finished just ahead of it in second that day was a horse called Nyaka Nyaka, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line. Second time we're looking at that form line. And I thought Samango Kamalo, riding for Johan Jansen van Vieren, was quite a shrewd booking, because Samango should be able to get that little bit extra out of Bjorn Einside into the run to the wire, coupled with the fact that this horse should also strip a whole lot fitter second run after rest. So I'm going 3 Bjorn Einside to beat number 8 Mystical Miss. For third, I'm going with number 6 Poblano, and fourth, number 7 Bakwena. Race number 7 is the penultimate race on the programme, and this is a middle stakes where 9 runners will line up at the 1600-metre mark. Yeah, I'm going for a horse that certainly owes me. I went for it last time out, and this horse finished second last time out behind Argo Alley. And Argo Alley, as I told you, subsequently won again since then. This horse stayed on nicely when second last time out. Two of his career starts have wins have come on this very track. And I do think Muzieni, very shrewd booking by Roy Magner. Muzi will extricate that little bit more out of him in the run to the wire, and I do think warrants healthy respect in a race of this nature. And I think Muzi can make the difference from the saddle. So I'm going 5, Max the Magician, to beat number 2, Master Christmas. For third, I'm going with number 8, Paul Revere. And fourth, number 3, Come On, Pilot. Eighth race on the programme is a graduation plate. Doesn't get easy going into the last race. 11 runners will line up at the 1600-metre mark. You can get 4.55 to 1, a host of them. 1 Parisian Walkway. 3 Count Haituku. 4 Pumpkin Pie. Also 11 Cocomelon. They priced up at 4.55 to 1 in the Antipodes market. While number 2, Soldier Skills, is at 6.25 to 1. And it's 8.33 to 1. And upwards the others. Where do we go? Last of the afternoon. I'm going to go with a horse that I thought is lightly raced. Probably still has a bit of improvement to come. Jumps on pole position, and I'm going to side with number 4, Pumpkin Pie, from the Candace Dawson yard. Serena Moodley. Jeez, he's been riding so well of late, and he retains the ride here on number 4, Pumpkin Pie. This horse ran in the Grade 3 C Cottage last time out. And I do think that with his last win having come over this distance, he's in a race over the right trip that he will enjoy the most. He will also be doing his best work late in the closing stages. And hence the reason I'm saying I do think the horse that has got a little bit more to come is the one I'm going to be siding with. 4, Pumpkin Pie, to beat 11, Cocomelon. For third, I'm going with 5, Count Hutiku. And fourth, number 5, Don's King. And that takes care of racing at Turfantine on the inside track on Saturday afternoon. Trust you'll find the winners, you'll hit them hard, you'll play the PIM, structure it nicely, and collect at the end of the day. Till next time, family Ravon, you take care. Cheers for now.